Dealing with differences. Art imitates life. Page 40.
I'd like you to explain the title of your book, Americana. You might spell it for us first, and tell us if you feel like you are perceived as being an Americana, or if you see yourself that way.
So Americana, which is America, and then with two extra letters, A and H at the end, it's actually a Nigerian word. So it's a kind of playful word that's used for people who have been to the U.S. and who come back to Nigeria with American affectations, or who go to the U.S. and come back and pretend that they no longer understand Igbo or Yoruba or Hausa, and or who come back to Nigeria from the U.S. and suddenly won't eat Nigerian food, and everything is about when I was in America. And also often it's used for people who are genuinely Americanized, but it's a very playful way of, it's often used in the context of a kind of gentle mockery. And I don't think of myself as Americana. I think partly because I was fortunate enough to go back to Nigeria after only 4 years in the U.S., unlike some people who just can't get to go back. Like the character in the novel, she doesn't go back for 13 years. And when she goes back, she's really changed. And Nigeria has also changed. But I went back after 4 years. And even then, it had changed. But there are times when my friends tease me about such things as going to a restaurant in Lagos and ordering steamed vegetables.
Is that so weird?
Because they say to me, so sometimes when we're getting there at the restaurant, my friend, particularly my friend Choma, who's this lovely woman who lives in Lagos, and she'll turn to me and say, "Do not ask for steamed vegetables today. They don't do steamed vegetables. That is an American thing." And because, vegetables are often drenched in oil or the, sort something. And I did have my phase of slightly American eating issues when I would sort of say, "I don't want any oil," or I would say things like, "What kind of oil is that?" And then my friends would say, "Please just stop being so American." Or when I would complain about people smoking in public places, and they would just shake their heads and say, "How American."